views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. If you want to be inspired, if you want to create purposeful living, if you want to find out how it feels to conquer a powerful living journey, gain clarity and guidance, and uncover the recipe of your greatest birthright, then you're going to want to get it straight from the sophisticated guys, David and Philip. So stay tuned and get your sophisticated on. You're listening to Get Sophisticated with David and Philip, coming up right next.
Right about time to get sophisticated with David and Philip on Transformation Talk Radio. What happens when a psychic and pragmatist join forces for a radio show? You get it straight from the sophisticated guys. David offers live intuitive readings and Philip gives practical, focused coaching. Together, they help you uncover and claim the universe's desire for your life. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819 and figure out how to live your life in good taste with a twist. Now, let's get sophisticated with David and Philip.
Welcome to Get Sophisticated.
Good morning, everyone.
Feels good to be back. It feels like we had a longer break than usual. I think we had like a 3-week gap this time between shows. We've been traveling. So I actually just came back from San Diego yesterday, and David came back right before the weekend.
On Friday.
Yeah. And so it's nice to come into Seattle and have gray, gloomy skies. I actually really love this weather.
Me too.
It's part of what I really adore about Seattle. And San Diego was hot. There were days that it was like over 100 degrees in San Diego. So
it's the
first official day of fall.
I know.
For those who are wondering.
Yeah. Yeah.
First official day.
Awesome. And so what's awesome is that that's what our show is about today. When we were looking out, we were mapping out the shows, and we saw that this one fell right on fall and the equinox. We knew who we had to have on as a guest today, and so we'll introduce the guest in a little bit, but I need to tell you, today's show is really awesome. I'm super excited about the show. We are going to be talking about astrology, the autumn equinox. We are going to have the guest today is also going to be doing some tarot reading, so it's a super exciting show. We know that there are going to be lots of callers, so if you want to call in, we'll give the number out in a little bit. So if you're just tuning into the show for the first time and you're not familiar with us, we'll do introductions for us. So, David, why don't you introduce yourself
and let the
listeners
know. Good morning, everyone in Seattle and all the other listeners, wherever you are. This is David Zarza. I'm the psychic half of the Sophisticated Guys, and I'll be doing some intuitive readings along with Arlene today. Oops, I spilled the beans. That's our guest. And so I look into your life, you know, to give you more information than you have on hand or than it looks like on the surface, so you can figure out what is going on. Why is this happening now and what you can do about it? I help demystify the mysterious. And I'm really excited about today's show because today our guest is a personal friend and colleague.
And we're keeping her secret. We're waiting until...
Oh, yeah.
So I'm Philip. I am the pragmatic half of the Sophisticated Guys. And we say that I'm the translator of all things woo-woo. So I'll be doing a lot of translating today. We have two very powerful woo-woo people.
Mystics
in the room. So
yeah, called mystics.
I also say I'm like your sassy best friend. So on the shows where we're doing coaching... I'm the person that will tell it to you as it is. I like to help you take the information that you might get from people like David or Arlene and figure out how to actually implement that in your real life and how to come up with processes and systems that help you get closer to that reality that you want. So I think we've teased enough. We can actually talk a little bit about our guest. So
yes.
So our guest today is Arlene Tognetti, and she is actually our personal astrologer. And a little story about that. So when David and I first met in L.A., many, many years ago, for the first Valentine's Day that we had together as a couple, David actually took me in for, he had our charts done.
An astrological
reading.
With my yoga instructor at the time. Her name was Laurel Connor. I wonder what she's up to now. Laurel, if you're listening, call Ed.
So astrology has always sort of been something for us that we've... turn to that we've been interested in. And so a couple of years back, a friend of ours who was actually on the show a couple of weeks back, Libby Wagner, she was on our show that was called Speak Up. She purchased for our birthdays, I think, individual readings and a couple reading with Arlene. And so what's really funny about Arlene and the readings is that as soon as we started going to her, and this was probably, what, two or three years ago?
I think it was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So she was insisting. She was like, no, no, you guys are going to be on the radio. You're going to be on the TV. I see it.
I know.
At the time, we were both like, no.
I don't think so.
Nothing like that happened. Yeah. And so, you know, here we are years later with a radio show, and David's under contract for a TV show development deal. And so Arlene is uncanny with what she will see on the charts. Also, tarot cards, for me, at least my experience with Arlene, is that dates and months and timing in terms of this will happen in this month or this will happen in 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's really great. So Arlene, welcome to Get Sophisticated.
Welcome, Arlene.
I am honored. I am honored today. Wonderful.
Super excited to have you on the show.
I'm excited. Woohoo!
So why don't you introduce yourself and give the listeners
some information. I know. Tell us more about you.
Okay. I started out as a tarot reader about 28 years ago, and I also studied astrology. I am from Los Angeles, originally born and raised Manhattan Beach, Southern California.
Holy cow.
Came up here about 28 years ago, brought my tools of the trade with me, and I started reading for people at work. I worked at the airport at SeaTac, and I was a manager for the food, you know, Host International at that time. And I started just reading for them. And I was accurate, to my surprise, you know. They're total strangers. I just moved up
here.
I like the tarot cards. Tell me about my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my job,
my family.
Will I win the lotto?
Exactly.
Can I leave Seattle? It's too rainy. Whatever. And it just started that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked and I quit the restaurant business. I worked into teaching astrology and tarot out of my home, you know, at that time, Federal Way, and now today in Kent. And I, as a teacher, what gets me motivated is teaching is relating positive energy. You know, everybody can learn this. It is not as hard a subject, you know, tarot. It's visual. Astrology is a little bit more mathematical, but we have the technology. Where we don't have to physically hand do the, you know, the math.
That's right. Plot the angles.
Right.
You know, make
right.
The
it's
lines.
All done for you.
Yeah.
See, so you're actually reading more intuitively. So astrology has become a subject where you can look at a chart and a lot of the readers pick up off the signs, angles, and, you know, it's all done for you.
Yeah.
So I learned how to do a chart by hand.
Mm-hmm.
It took 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
Mathematically,
each
all the
chart?
Books. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Because we did it by math.
That's amazing.
I mean, the angles.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost quit astrology classes 2 years into it because I told her, my teacher in LA, I said, are you kidding me? I just want to interpret.
Exactly.
I just want to know about my boyfriend. Do I have to do this to figure him out? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I'd rather just go through it.
Yeah, let me experience it, please. Mm-hmm. You know. And she said, you've got to do it. Finish it to its end. She was my first astrology teacher. And that inspiration kept me going, and I'm glad I did, because math is not my subject at all.
Yeah.
So today, I teach people you need the math? Yes, we all need that, just like you need to count your money in your checking account. But the intuition takes over, and if you translate the signs and the angles into, like I said, everyday activities, what a person, the timing, I call it cycles and trends, working with cycles and trends, you know, in your life. Every month there's a new moon, every month there's a full moon, and it goes according to the signs of the zodiac that you're in. So I teach that way, and it's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting more people to understand astrology, that it's not this huge, you have to know math first, you know, because it used to be that way.
Yeah.
And that's part of what I really love about Arlene. It's like, it's not only your passion to do the work, but also to help other people learn it. So
yes, I want to share,
So you not only teach workshops from home, but you also teach.
I teach at Pierce College
in Steilacoom.
I've been doing that for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Previous to Pierce College, I was at the UAW Experimental College campus. Am I that old?
Okay.
It was a college that's a continuing education, but on the UAW campus in Seattle, back in the 70s, it started auto mechanics, metaphysics, knitting.
So like vocational type
material? It was for the public. There was this non-credit classes.
Oh,
you took them in the afternoon or Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody could come. We had over 400 teachers teaching at the experimental college.
Wow.
Everything from art to music to dance to language.
Astrology and tarot.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. That is brilliant.
And there was a guy that was teaching magic and alchemy also.
See, that's why I love Seattle.
Yes,
and Washington.
Exactly. Because that was in the 70s, and it's still going on today.
One insight that you gave me during our early readings was that this is a Scorpio state.
Yes,
and
Scorpio.
So we go really deep.
We go deep. We're very strong. We're connected
and we're
to each other. We're intuitive.
So this is the perfect place for astrologers, psychics, and mediums.
We question everything.
Yeah.
Right. Seattle. I mean, we look at everything deeply from an emotional and spiritual level. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we're open. You know, it's interesting because more people have come here also for that feeling. It's a good feeling in Seattle.
And speaking about people coming, really excited about the next segment because we're going to dive into the new moon.
You bet.
What does that mean? What does that mean for your life and how you can use that to your advantage? So before we break, I'm going to give you that with the phone number if you'd like to call. We already have some callers in the queue. It's 800-930-2819, and you are listening to Get Sophisticated with David and Philip.
When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets and love.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS. Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Get Sophisticated. So I know some people listening who know the story did not think I would be able to find music for today's show. That's all astrology and tarot themed, but I did. So the music today coming in out of the breaks, pay attention to it because it's all... Arlene is loving it.
I love this. She's having fun. I love the music. Oh, wow.
I love it, too. Makes my job easy,
yes,
too.
Yes. So before we left for the break, David talked about
the new moon.
Yes.
So that's what we're going to dive into. I do want to give the phone number out one more time, though, because we do already have people who are calling in. So if you want to call in today to either get a reading with David and Arlene or to get some insight, whatever it is you want to talk to us about, we'd love to talk to you. So the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. So go ahead and call in. And we'll get to the callers after we have this conversation on the new moon. So during the break, we were talking about the new moon. And so a couple of years back, I was having a pretty major surgery done. And so I enlisted the help of all sorts of people. I did hypnosis prior to the surgery. I worked with a naturopath on supplementation. And I worked with my astrologer, Arlene, in terms of picking the date for my surgery. Because she said to make sure that the surgery occurred on or near a new moon. And so I actually went to my surgeon who is this, you know, he's been doing the surgery since the 70s and said, I have specific dates that I need to give you for when I can do the surgery. But I had the most remarkable recovery. I mean, he was stunned in doing the surgery for 35 years. Mm-hmm. When I came in for my 2-week checkup, they thought that I was 2 months post-op. And wow. None of the complications.
See?
So,
So
the new moon, and David has another sort of funny story about that. Arlene has taught us about the new moon.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so we have added that in. So,
yeah, but let's talk about what the new moon is, and then I'll talk about my cool tip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what is the new moon?
The new moon is today, actually the 23rd, really? You know, of September, along with the fall equinox. The new moon, every month there is a new moon, and every month there's a full moon. Mm-hmm. A new moon is when the sun and moon are conjunct in the same sign, same degree. So last night, 7:30 p.m. to this morning, you know, it started. New has to do with a growing in light. It's called growing in light. So at 7 days after the new moon, 14 days after the new moon, it brings out the full potential of what you desire. In other words, if you were to do a prayer, a ritual, a lighting of a candle, a writing down what you wish. This is what I teach my class, and they love it. They love it. Write down what you wish. Focus. Many people do different, you know, like do a fire pit ritual, do a prayer, do a lighting of a candle.
Mm-hmm.
But writing, I found that writing it down, writing with your own hand,
yes,
not through email, although email could work,
yeah,
cyberspace, right?
Yeah.
Writing it down, putting it into thought onto paper, on the new moon, within 3 to 5 days, some event will come about to reflect what you just asked.
I love that.
I know.
And that is the truth.
It's amazing.
It is the truth.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
My surgery thing was my eye. I had a cataract removed and a lens put in, 10 years ago. Dr. Jones, down here in Valley General, same thing I did on the new moon. He said, cool, whatever you want, Arlene, whatever you want, because he knew what I did for a living, right? Mm-hmm. His nurses, after one day, you come back in after the day surgery, and they looked at the eye, and they said, it's like it didn't happen. You have a little bruising, but you could see well. I said, yeah, no hurt, no pain, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I made him do it on a new moon.
Exactly,
and
because
now,
it works.
It works, and also now, he has done that with patients from then on.
Oh, that's awesome.
He will not do surgeries on the full moon, because full moon, sometimes when you're doing a surgery during a full moon, your body has more fluid in it.
I was going to talk about that.
Exactly.
It's
you could gain up
effect.
to the scientists have all said, 2 to 3 pounds.
That's right.
Also, you don't heal as well.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes the surgeries have to be redone if you have it during, a second surgery has to be redone.
So pay attention, guys.
You got to pay attention.
This is a really good tip.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sitting, I have myself and my family, everybody that I know.
And what's an easy way for people to take a look and see what the moon is doing? Just like a lunar calendar?
There's a lunar calendar we have, celestial calendar I use in class. You can get that in any metaphysical bookstore. It's Jim Maynard's celestial calendar is really good. There's also Llewellyn. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of different celestial calendars. It says the exact time that it's either a full moon or a new moon. Mm-hmm. But the 3 to 5 days after the new moon is when you can see manifestation of what you wrote.
So that window is still live.
Oh, it's live.
3 to 5 days after.
Yes.
And there are also tons of online resources as well to find all these dates.
So, online resources.
So, David has actually implemented this in what I think is a really cool way.
Yeah. I have this huge calendar, you know, in my office.
Right.
Where I have noted all the full moons and all the new moons for the rest of the year.
Perfect.
And that is how I you know, track things. That is how I intentionalize things.
Exactly.
Like when I was going to publish my first book.
Yes.
I set out the intention on a new moon.
Exactly.
And then the artist came together, the editor came together, mm-hmm. the publisher came together.
Yes.
It was just easy.
I know it. It makes so life easier. Yeah. My saying is to my class and everybody out there in Radio Land, why not do it at the right day, yes. at the right time, and it's easier. Why mm-hmm. make it hard on yourself?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why make things difficult if you don't have to?
Yes. So speaking about making things easy, how about we make someone's life easier?
Yes.
By taking their call.
Let's go out to Linda calling us in Seattle. So Linda, you're live on the show.
Welcome, Linda. Hello, Linda.
Linda.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, good.
Welcome. How can we help you?
Well, I could use a jump start with a general reading. That would be great.
Okay. Let's start with Arlene.
A psychic reading or a tarot reading?
Oh, yeah.
Psychic or tarot?
Either or.
Wow.
Why don't you talk to me for a minute, Linda, while the two... This is what's always a little bit awkward when they need a little bit of warm-up time to shuffle the cards and tune in. So,
okay.
So in terms of a general reading, that's a little bit broad. So is there something that's specific, if you can give us maybe one area of your life or something
seeing something.
Okay, so David might have a little bit of an insight.
Linda.
Okay, David.
So here's what I was seeing. I was seeing a bit of heartache. You know, I was seeing a bit of, like, longing, heart-centered. And what that looks to me is... like this feeling of feeling lost in relationship, you know, like specifically romantic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not feeling like you're being heard in your relationship?
No, I feel like I'm being heard. For me, relationships is just about being vulnerable myself.
Got it.
Allowing myself to be vulnerable.
Like just you in the world.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So what's interesting to me about that, so I'm going to jump in as sort of the pragmatist here. So when I hear you say that in your relationship, you feel like you're being heard, but you feel like it's hard for you to be vulnerable. So that's a little bit of a conflict to me, because if you feel like you can't really be yourself and be genuine and be authentic within the relationship, but you're actually not being heard because you're not really expressing yourself as you need to. And so that's just sort of an insight to jump in from the coaching perspective, is that be careful that you're not tricking yourself into thinking that you are, that your needs are being met or what you need is actually being heard by the other person. If what internally you're feeling is that you're sort of holding back or you're being a little bit scared to be vulnerable with them, because that sometimes it's a trick that we can play with ourselves to keep in that space of not being vulnerable and not being open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely correct. That's where I'm at with relationship and probably have been for a long time. But
yeah.
The person that I'm with would certainly be open and willing to hear. But I tend to hold back and I don't want to. It's just, it's there.
So Arlene is cutting some cards.
I've got three cards I'm going to put out for her.
Three of Cups.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Good. Three of Cups upright. So in a general way, the people that are in her life right now, romantically or socially, are good people for her, it says. Does mm-hmm. that make sense, Linda? You've got a good you have a good network of friends.
Yeah, I do.
And good network of women friends and maybe neighbors and coworkers. So the Three of Cups upright for Linda is... I think she will, it says, open up more to the people that she knows have been friends or been mm-hmm. connected to her for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You have a good circle. I just want to say you have a good network, Linda. Open up to them. Open up to them. The other card, the Seven of Wands, sometimes you feel, here's vulnerability. Seven of Wands upright shows a person not sure if they should open up too much. So there's the conflict. Here you know consciously, you have good friends, good people, maybe even... like I said, support system that's strong, but then you have to work out something about releasing your fear. Just release a fear. Drop the wand. There's Seven of Wands. Drop the wand. It makes it Six of Wands. And Six of Wands means victory on overcoming fear.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other card.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last card, the third, is the Emperor upright. Linda has great leadership capability. She can lead. She can communicate really well, I think, with people. But the emperor means she may have, she has to, I would say to her, she has to get her male self out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Don't be too emotional or worry about what people think. It's okay. Let it go.
Just do it.
Just do it. Mm-hmm. Be like a guy. Yeah. Be like a guy.
I know. You know, and
sort you know of, what I'm saying? It's like the male energy is more, okay, it's cool. You don't like it. Fine. You know what I mean?
This is
that's how
is.
Linda should be. Yeah, yeah. And be direct with people. That's what I would say to Linda.
Yeah, okay. What I love about that too, Linda, is that if Arlene says you have good people around you, I would trust her 100%. So
she does.
It's okay.
Good
it's
network.
Okay to
yeah.
open up and be vulnerable.
Yeah.
You're
right.
going to be...
Right.
You're going to be supported by them and accepted.
Yeah.
So thanks for calling in, Linda.
Thank
we
you,
are
Linda.
Coming up on our second break. So
thank you, Linda.
Let's give out the call-in number again. It's 800-930-2819. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing ley lines and the rest of the year, some insights and guidance for it. Stick with us. Get Sophisticated with David and Philip.
Every sign has its own moment. I was in love with the Sagittarius. See the emotions he put me through. From Capricorns to Aquarius. They all got their different minds. The affection of a Virgo.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Get Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Galios Miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
Welcome Welcome back to Get Sophisticated with Sophisticated Guys. I'm Philip.
And this is David, here with Arlene Tognetti.
Tognetti. I love that song.
Woo! Of the Melanettis, right?
My business name is Melanettis.
Business name is Melanettis.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So if people want to reach you and get in contact with you directly.
Website at arlene@melanetti.com. That's MELLINETTI.com. And Facebook, Arlene Tognetti.
That's right.
You know?
I follow your posts all the time. Because you give fun. A lot of astrological forecasts there.
I do. I want people to, like I said, understand. Mm-hmm. It's not hard to understand. We translate. You know, mm-hmm. we translate everything that we see, no matter if it's body language, the planets, palm reading, whatever. Mm-hmm. Reiki masters do the same thing with energy, right? Massage right. therapists that look at the muscle. So we have to contemporize mm-hmm. astrology as we go. If we started talking like in the 30s or the 40s, we'd lose everybody.
That's right.
And futuristically, I think metaphysics and holistic work and coaching, it is the future. Mm-hmm. It's the door to healing, mm-hmm. all of it, mm-hmm. psychic work, mm-hmm. because we are at the beginning, what I call the paradigm shift from 2012. I'm going to talk about that in a minute, the paradigm shift. But the idea is that people are seeking mm-hmm. alternative ways to relieve themselves of tension, stress, asking questions maybe about past lives, mm-hmm. things that they maybe never asked before, mm-hmm. and their energy, like an energy that's going on between a couple or whatever. So psychics, healers, all of it, astrology helps. In astrology, we have a method which we call compatibility reading. You can take two charts and make them into one chart. Mm-hmm. And you can see, you know, the energy between two people. That really helps.
And I love it when you do that.
It's helpful. It's like, it may not be what you want to hear all the time, but
because you know,
it's helpful. It really is.
No, it totally is helpful because we've heard about those tests like the Myers-Briggs.
Yes.
The what's your color?
Yes.
Or whatever, right? Whatever it is. Yeah. They type you.
Yes.
And what's really cool about the compatibility readings is that you get to see what type you are. So
right.
you have more compassion for yourself.
Right.
And you get to see who your partner is
exactly.
in a more real way.
Exactly.
And you have more compassion there too.
It opens that door to understanding.
And acceptance.
Accepting.
Yeah. Letting them be who they are and letting you be who you are.
Right. And that it is okay. Whoever you have attracted at this moment in your life, it's meant to be.
It's just right.
There's an energy field that you attracted. There's a person mm-hmm. that represents the energy you need right mm-hmm. now. You're learning from them. They're learning from you. Mm-hmm. Astrology really helps with that mm-hmm. a lot.
And it's
understand. You can understand. And
I
you go.
Know.
You get like a like. Oh, good. Okay, I got it now.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than psychoanalyzing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like guessing, mind reading. Right. I don't want to guess.
Not knowing.
And then you still need healing. You know, your mm-hmm. old. If you have family issues that maybe interfere with things mm-hmm. in life. That may show up in a chart too,
mm-hmm.
see, and it does.
Mm-hmm.
And you can understand that past so it doesn't conflict with the present.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I try to do
a lot.
So we're going to get a preview of what Arlene does. But I want to tell people, if you go to our Facebook page, so facebook.com/getsophisticated, mm-hmm. we've actually tagged Melanetti's Facebook mm-hmm. page on our post today. So that's a quick way to find that. And then we'll have Arlene go on and comment on the Get Sophisticated page so you can actually find her personal page.
Right.
Because she actually does share out charts. And
a
so she will actually...
On Facebook,
So if you're a Seahawks fan, she actually will, on game day, she actually will tell you what's going on in the stars. So
you gotta like that.
And Sunday was a nail biter.
Whew.
This last one, I was walking outside. I would say, hey, we won. And then we lost. And I said, oh my God, the chart's wrong. And then we won.
Yeah, but the chart was right.
No,
so.
Man. Astrologers, we get scared too. Okay?
Of course.
We have the right to be. We're human. We're going, oh, I might have been wrong by 5 minutes. You know?
So let's start with something a little bit basic. Just in case there are people out there who aren't familiar with astrology, how it all works. Why don't you give us just sort of a quick overview of what needs to happen.
Okay.
I know you want to talk a little bit about ley lines.
Yeah, the ley
lines.
And then
you actually
really
do have some information about what the rest of 2014 is going to look like with some specific things
right.
that you
especially
looked up.
For the Northwest.
Yeah.
Okay. To get a chart done of any type, natal event or whatever, you need the date of birth, year of birth, location, city of birth, and the time of birth. The time that you were born is very specific to getting a rising sign in the chart, the constellation rising on the eastern horizon. If we know your exact time of birth, we can be more accurate on timing for you. That's how you, whenever you were born. Now, an event, like let's say the Seahawks game, just an example. When the kickoff is 1:35 p.m., I make a chart for that time.
Mm.
Now, if it's delayed by 5 or 6 minutes, what that happens, we'll shift the chart to according to the exact time of the birth of a person, a situation, a condition, an event.
Or a city.
Or a city, yeah. Right? The state of Washington, mm-hmm. city of Seattle. Mm-hmm. We all have, when they're signed in, you know, that's the natal chart. And that's what we use as the base for the whole length of the reading. Then every year, we do what we call a solar return chart, which is birthday chart. So every year you have a new birthday mm-hmm. on the date of your, you know, like mine, February 4th, mm-hmm. you're October 31st. So every year, so 2014, Dave, me, Phil, we get a chart.
Mm-hmm.
And that 12-month chart reflects cycles and trends just for 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the natal is a lifelong from birth to actually when you pass. That's the blueprint. So mm-hmm. the natal chart is called a blueprint. And every year you get it updated.
A trend chart.
A trend chart, yeah. To see what's going on, you know, around you. It's really cool. And you can do that with your partner. You could do that with a pet.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
I've done it with clients and coworkers. Mm-hmm. I've taken people in that
exactly.
there was a potential for a business partnership and actually had Arlene do a chart to
yeah.
see if it was a good
yeah.
potential business partnership. So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
And I think if people have not had their natal chart done, I think everyone...
At least once.
Because there
sure.
are things that come out that they resonate so much with you that you're like, yes, yes, you get me. You understand.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So then the other stuff that comes up, it really starts to highlight maybe some of the shadow areas or things mm-hmm. that you're not quite willing to
sure.
accept about yourself yet.
Sure.
Or look
sure.
at yet.
Yeah. yeah.
You know, what I think is amazing about astrology, here we're doing a chart, like I'm born in 1952, mm-hmm. right? How the heck did this astrologer, I'm 17 years old when I had my first astrology reading done in L.A., mm-hmm. how did she know? In other words, she could tell my mother in 1952, this is how Arlene is going to be. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not exhibiting my full chart mm-hmm. potential at
exactly.
17 years
right.
old. No way.
No.
But she kept hitting on personality traits.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got me interested.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the year of birth is amazing when you think about it. But you really, the specific is the actual time of birth.
Mm-hmm.
So that has to be found. On some birth certificates, there is no time. The doctor didn't write, or some people are adopted,
mm-hmm.
and they may even change the day, and that's
mm-hmm.
going to be a little difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a type of astrology that's called like a regression. You could do a thing where you could re-rectify the chart.
That's amazing.
And ask the person what events happened in their life at a certain age.
And then track the day back.
Yeah, and track the day back, and maybe even the time of day. I know. That is math.
Okay.
That's math.
And so not me.
So yeah. why don't we take a caller?
Yeah. Let's do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Julie calling in from beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. You are live on the show. So say hello, Julie.
Hello, Julie.
Well,
how are
morning.
You?
Good morning.
Good morning,
Julie.
Great. Thank you.
How can we help you?
Well, I'm wondering if David could do a general reading for me.
Absolutely. And I'm going to get some support from the Coach Philip and Arlene, the tarot card reader. So let me see. So Julie, could you say your name for me one more time?
Juliana.
Thank you.
Yeah. So when David's actually connecting, just I'll give like the behind the scenes. So when David connects, actually hearing the voice of the caller is what sort of helps David to connect. So Julie, that's why I usually have a little bit of banter with you, just so he can sort
okay.
of hear you talking. And then Arlene is shuffling as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this
okay.
is where I get to do a little bit of song and dance if they're tuning in.
So Julie,
of activity happening on your end.
I know.
So what I'm picking up from you, Julie, is I'm feeling you in a very confident space, you know, comfortable
oh.
in your own skin. And to me, it feels like you take care of yourself well. You know,
mm-hmm.
that either this happened 6 to 8 months ago where this started, this focus on self-care, taking care of yourself, focusing on, more on you, like making this year the Julie show. and you know, yeah, that's what it feels like. It feels like you have shifted the focus back to you, where before it was maybe too externally focused. Like
mm-hmm.
deprioritizing yourself, making everyone else more important, Now you're really choosing it to change. Now you're really choosing mm-hmm. you, you know, and
finally.
to me, I've got to say, keep going, because this is the right direction for you. And what's going to happen, it looks like in early November, around the 11th, 12th or 13th, you're going to get some serious insights about what your true purpose here in life is.
That would be wonderful.
Because right now, I do not see clarity around that for you.
No.
Yeah, like you're still...
No, it's
like you're
a big
still,
search.
Yeah, like you're still waiting for your life to start. And
yes.
you're going to get a big clue around November 11th, 12th, or 13th.
That's great to know.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
It revolves around... teaching of some sort.
Really?
Uh-huh. And don't let the word teaching limit it to something traditional, okay?
Okay, exactly.
Think broader.
So, Julie, Arlene's pulled some cards as well, but I just want to sort of jump in. Arlene, before you talk about the specific cards that you pulled, so since Julie is, as David said, sort of in this new space and starting to focus on herself, and the new moon is today, so what advice would you give her to really be able to capitalize on the new moon, like maybe a quick exercise, and then you can sort of talk about the cards that you've pulled.
Okay. It's funny that one of the cards has to do with initiation.
Okay. Mm.
To initiate the new cycle. So today is the new moon. So Julie should write down, I want her to write down her wishes about herself. How does she want to change herself? Write them down. That'd be the first thing I do. So today and for 5 days in a row, if she could write down her wishes and look at them every morning, like confirm. It's like, then it's like it's getting into her subconscious and then into the conscious mind. So that's what I'd say to Julie right now. For today.
Great advice.
Yeah. 5 days today through, you know, to the weekend, I would write down mm-hmm. as many wishes as you want for yourself. Now, not about other people. Right now, a new moon is for you.
Mm-hmm.
We have to change ourselves. She's mm-hmm. she's on a journey, just like David said. She's on that path.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not make wishes for others. This is for Julie.
Be selfish.
Yeah, right.
Be selfish.
Just 5 days.
That's what I call a shadow lab, Julie.
I think I could do that.
Yeah. The shadow lab highlights where, you know, we've hit the button, where the focus needs to be, where you need to make selfish not a bad word.
So really quickly, Arlene, from the cards, is there anything? We have about a minute before we do another break. So.
Okay. She has the Ace of Wands, which is initiation. She needs to initiate her own goals now, immediately. Then, if she does that, she develops intuition, her own insight. She'll feel her flow, like get into her groove.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third card, that's the High Priestess, and then the third card is the Sun. That's self-awareness. So, and the numbers on here is interesting, 2 and 19. Today's the 23rd, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the 2nd of November... through the 19th of November, because I'm going into the next moon, you know, the next month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If she will get insight between the 2nd of November and the 19th.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what that says.
I see that too.
If she focuses now, write it all down. So 2nd of November.
It's all written.
Good.
Awesome.
So keep writing.
Grab it and blab it.
Yeah. So Julie, when you do
I'm
the exercise.
I'm going to get that insight.
We'd love to tell the callers
too. I'll get that insight in the beautiful Mayan Riviera. So what better place?
And we'd love to tell the callers. We would love for you to call back in and let us know
what
happens. We'd love to have callers call back in and fill us in. So it's time for a quick break. When we come back, we're actually going to have Arlene talk about
the ley lines
and the charts that she's pulled for the rest of 2014. And we have some other callers that we'll get to. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819, we would love to talk to you. We'll be right back after this break. We're the Sophisticated Guys.
What's your sign? Do you know? Let me guess. You're Scorpio. What's your rising? Where's your moon? Scorpios are pretty cool.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Get
get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
You've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Welcome back to Get Sophisticated. So on this song, I cheated just a little bit, but so that's the theme song to Charmed, which is one of my favorite TV shows ever. And
yes.
So I decided just to be a little bit witchy here.
Are you calling us witches?
I didn't call you one, but I'm implying it. So.
Yes.
You would be correct.
So, Arlene, I want to dive in really quickly. Yeah. We have a ton of people who are waiting for a call. So I want to, before we take another caller, though, I want to talk to you about, we have two pieces of paper here that you printed out.
Yes.
So I want to talk about ley lines. I want you to explain sort of what that is and what that implies. And then you can just share with us sort of some of the insight predictions that you have for the rest of the year.
Do the quickie here. Mm-hmm. The ley lines represent, like we did the fall equinox chart. So that was yesterday, today. Every full moon you could do a ley line or every new moon. But what's interesting, we started doing these ley lines from June. It's a paradigm shift. June 5th of 2012, which is the Mayan calendar, described when Venus eclipses over the United States, meaning Mexico and all the way down. So June of 2012, we started doing this. Ley lines are taking the chart and actually putting the lines over the Earth globally. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at everybody, right? You're looking at every time zone. The ley lines represent energy fields. Mm-hmm. Where what's interesting about it that we've noted in class and otherwise is that the stronger the ley lines, or the more connected they are, like close within 300 miles of each other, people gravitate to those areas.
Mm-hmm.
People, migration, movement. Even they're tracking now bird migration, animal migration. If the ley lines are weak, birds and animals won't go there. They attract the magnetic field of whatever the ley lines are from the planets. It's all electromagnetic, but we're trying to put it on paper. You know, it's kind of hard to describe because you're reading energy.
Mm-hmm.
So we started tracking this in June of 2012, and it's a Venus eclipse, and this eclipse lasts for 8 years. So the paradigm shift in the Mayan philosophy started in, the 2012, right, December, June to December, right?
Mm-hmm.
8 years later, we will have the shift completed. Consciousness raises. We are aware of what we need to do to take care of the earth, human beings, the land, the air. We're already in that cycle. And it wasn't until right after June of 2012 where the prediction was, some people are arguing about climate change, right? Mm-hmm. Now we know. There's a change in an awareness. So what ley lines do, if they're over a certain area, will open those people up mm-hmm. to receiving energy about where they live. Mm-hmm.
And so what's really interesting about it's the amazing. Ley lines as they currently are is
they're
we happen
to concentrated on the West Coast.
Yes, it's
the
we
West
happen Coast. To be right in it, right?
We're in it.
Seattle.
Okay, so I'm going to Calgary, Canada. You draw a line all the way Calgary through Denver, all the way down to Mexico, South America. Okay, the ley lines are to the west of Denver since June of 2012. Mm-hmm. Consistently, every full moon, every eclipse, and now with the fall equinox. The East Coast had several ley lines, but they were Saturnian. In other words, Saturn ley lines are difficulties on the east. Weather problems, political problems, arguing, dissension. The East Coast and parts of Africa and the Middle East had the Saturnian, Mars, and Pluto line.
Shocker.
Whoa. I mean, it's like Mars, Saturn, and Pluto are considered malefics.
Yeah.
What that means is frustration, war, violence,
angst.
Or whatever. Angst.
Uh-huh.
Like getting through a karmic cycle mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that may be historic. East Coast of America, parts of Africa, and the Middle East. Right over Moscow, if you take Moscow, go down through Iraq. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, for the last 8 years.
Wow.
So, we have over us Mercury, Sun, Venus, and Uranus. Uranus is innovation. The West Coast is innovative career, you know, in the sense of science, mm-hmm. scientific, medical breakthroughs, innovation everywhere. Green technology. We're gonna break through everything. What's interesting in the last 12 months, I want to make this Seattle. They did a census for Seattle. The city of Seattle proper. Since July of 2013, the ley line's been pushing from the east to the west. The city of Seattle has gained 18,000 new permanent residences who are voter registered. Tacoma has. L.A. has. Portland has. Denver has. All these cities to the west of these ley lines are attracting people. Not just from us, our country, but from foreign countries.
They want to get in the flow.
They want to get in the flow.
Mm-hmm.
And money, the banking system and the investments have come from the east to the west. The weather problems are not so bad here, which is good, but mm-hmm. our ley lines are what we call constructive and strong. But the consistency gives us what I call good luck. The power to overcome difficulties because the people here mm-hmm. collectively want to resolve things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the desire to resolve negative things, issues that are difficult in society. Whereas the other parts of the area, the world or country, they just let them happen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm trying to?
It's
a very weird, there's no.
It's more intentional here.
Yes.
And it's less happenstance.
Yeah.
So let's evolve and grow.
Yes. So
let's help someone.
So I'm exactly.
Someone's.
We probably, when you think about since June of 2012, collected people have moved here that have the same philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
As you and I do,
mm-hmm.
meaning open to try new things.
Expansion.
Expansion. Let's be innovative. Microsoft is being innovative. Mm-hmm. You know, Boeing is being innovative because they have to catch up with things.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Very interesting to have it very, and the money is here.
Yeah.
It totally may, even Oregon, a state that wasn't really financially that stable, now, just recently, more people coming. They're thinking of innovative ways to sell, you know, and deal with business in the Orient or Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just an interesting cycle, whereas the East Coast is having great difficulties.
All right. So we have a few minutes.
Okay.
I think we should take one more caller.
Call. You bet.
Let's go to Laura.
Laura, hey, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hello, Laura. Laura. How are you? So we have a couple of minutes really quickly. What can we help you with?
Okay. Well, I was wanting to have some information on my health status currently. And then my girlfriend and I would love to move in together, but we're just a little bit shy.
Okay, so health insight and maybe a little bit of relationship insight. So, Arlene, why don't you shuffle really quickly and pull a couple of cards and see what comes
Laura,
up.
Laura, could you say your name for me? Hi, Laura.
What?
Could you say your name for me?
Laura Hoff.
Thank you. Hold on a moment.
So while they're tuning in, we're going to have to refine this part so I'm not having to do as much of the song and dance. But it looks like David's jotting down some notes. So
all right. So so here's what I'm picking up, Laura. And we only have a couple of minutes to do the reading. So I'll take a minute. Arlene can take a minute. What I'm feeling a lot is stress and lack of feeling safe, mostly in yourself, but also within your relationship. You know, I feel like it is a healthy relationship for you, but there's something going on, and I believe this might be just historical experience, family experience, where you don't feel safe. You know, so don't look at the potential moving in with girlfriend as if I do it, I will feel safer. Try to feel safer, more confident, more, you know, good within yourself, and then make the move together. Because then it will flow. It's not going to take years. It's not going to take months. But that would be my focus.
Arlene, really quickly, why don't you just give a quick overview of the cards?
In regards to health, I was focusing on the health. And it says here that she's had a lot of stress build up in the body or the spirit or the mind. And worry. There's a lot of worry and angst that keeps showing up. And it says here for her to release it. Because the angst and the worry is built up, like maybe blood pressure problems or...
I was getting heart.
The heart.
Or the,
yeah, like or lung, heart area or something, and just stress on it, and then maybe headaches and migraines or whatever. This is saying she has to de-stress. So I would suggest, the cards are saying medical people, like holistic doctors, and maybe both traditional medicine and non-traditional medicine for her. And to take a look at the blood test, maybe do a blood test. Mm-hmm. Because there's a buildup of stress and maybe toxins, and that's not, and it could be just that, and that her fears are building up with the toxins that are in the body.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
That's what the cards say.
So the show is, time flies. So Arlene, we're going to have you back for another show.
I'd love to.
Sorry awesome. To the people who did not actually get to connect with us
today. I know,
today.
But thank you for calling.
And thanks, Laura.
So go to our Facebook page, getsophisticated.com. You can find all the links for Arlene and Melanetti's there. We'll share our upcoming show dates there as well. Thanks for tuning in, and we will talk to you next month.
Thank you, Seattle. This is David Zarza, the psychic, with Arlene Tognetti and Philip Bryant.
You've been listening to Get Sophisticated with David and Philip on Transformation Talk Radio. This dynamic duo helps you uncover what the universe intends for you and create a plan to make it a reality with topics that enhance your living journey, tips to live your best life possible. Listen in and call for some sophisticated guidance and live your life in good taste with a twist. See you again real soon. Visit GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com. And call 206-420-8660. That's 206-420-8660.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.